Delling Pole, The National Climate Assessment is a National Joke. By James Delling Pole on November 28, 2018. The National Climate Assessment has been out nearly a week and the verdict is in. Everyone, but everyone, apart from the Obama holdovers who wrote it and the gullible reporters at CNN, The New York Times and CBS who bigged it up, has recognized it for what it is. A joke. Here are a few responses. Climate expert Roger Pelkey Jr., embarrassing. Climate expert Pat Michaels, systematically flawed. Report should be shelved. Greenpeace co-founder Patrick Moore, the science must be addressed head-on. If POTUS has his reasons for letting this Obama-era committee continue to peddle tripe, I wish he would tell us what they are. Mark Morano, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. It is a political report masquerading as science. The media is hyping a rehash of frightening climate change claims by Obama administration holdover activist government scientists. The new report is once again predetermined science. The National Climate Assessment report reads like a press release from environmental pressure groups, because it is. Two key authors are longtime Union of Concerned Scientist activists, Donald Wuebbels and Catherine Hayhoe. Donald Trump, climate skeptic, U.S. president, yeah, I don't believe it. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, it's not based on facts. It's not data-driven. The last two responses are the most important because what they show is that the Trump administration is not about to cave to the kind of junk science and emotional green mill which has held so many Western governments in thrall for the last four decades. But the response that is most damning is probably the one from Roger Pelkey Jr. Pelkey, a professor at University of Colorado Boulder, and a former fellow of the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences, SIRES, is neither a climate change skeptic nor a fan of Trump, as he makes clear in this tweet. So his views can't be dismissed, as some of the above inevitably will be, as just the kind of anti-science, big oil-funded propaganda you'd expect from evil Republicans. Pelkey is simply disgusted that the cause he believes in is being horribly traduced by bad science. Bad science bankrolled by left-wing billionaire political activists with presidential ambitions. Pelkey is referring to the headline figure, eagerly relayed by the left-wing media, that climate change is going to cause a 10% fall in GDP. This, he explains, is based on an imaginary 15 degrees Fahrenheit temperature rise which exists nowhere in scientific literature. It is in fact twice the projection of even the most alarmist scenario. Here, for example, his is gloriously damning analysis of the Midwest section of the report. These are some more of the specific claims made in the NCA, and highlighted by CNN. Farmers will face extremely tough times. The quality and quantity of their crops will decline across the country due to higher temperatures, drought and flooding. In parts of the Midwest, farms will be able to produce less than 75% of the corn they produce today, and the southern part of the region could lose more than 25% of its soybean yield. This is exactly what the NCA has to say, in the Midwest chapter. Projections of mid-century yields of commodity crops 65-66 show declines of 5% to over 25% below extrapolated trends broadly across the region for corn, also known as maize, and more than 25% for soybeans in the southern half of the region, with possible increases in yield in the northern half of the region. Increases in growing season temperature in the Midwest are projected to be the largest contributing factor to declines in the productivity of U.S. agriculture. However, as even the NCA is forced to admit, summer temperatures in the Midwest have not been increasing. What they fail to point out is that temperatures have actually been falling instead. Even the scorching summer of 2012 was cool in comparison to earlier heat waves. Most U.S. corn is grown in the Midwest, and nationally, U.S. corn yields have been steadily rising. One reason is that the climate is wetter than it used to be prior to 1970. Astonishingly, the NCA manages to turn that into a bad thing. Increases in warm season absolute humidity and precipitation have eroded soils, created favorable conditions for pests and pathogens, and degraded the quality of stored grain. I suggest whoever wrote this drivel went out and talked to a few farmers, and asked them if they would instead like to return to the Dust Bowl years. This is precisely the point Sarah Huckabee Sanders made at the White House press conference earlier this week. We think that this is the most extreme version and it's not based on facts, she said. It's not data-driven. We'd like to see something that is more data-driven. It's based on modeling, which is extremely hard to do when you're talking about the climate. To hear such common sense coming out of any political administration, let alone that of the most powerful nation in the world, is indeed extraordinary and refreshing. Clearly and simply, it states what is probably the single greatest flaw in the alarmist literature, that their doomsday predictions aren't derived from real-world observations, but simply on computer-modeled projections. Garbage in. Garbage out. That's the climate industrial complex in a nutshell. How good to see that the White House has finally got its number.